Hello, this is Christopher Eric Boucher, Commissioner from District 4, and as always, it's an honor and a pleasure to deliver these messages to you. I want to start out with some stuff for the outdoors since springtime is here. It's vitally important for all of us to get out there, walk, and increase our public health. So thanks to the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County and our Recs and Parks Department, they have put together a walk in the park. This will be walks every month throughout the county in random parks from now until December. The first one will start March 29th, 6 p.m. at Cape Horn Park at 2500 Cape Horn Road in Hampstead, Maryland. We'd love for you to get out there. We'll all kick off this event to increase public health. It's so vitally important for all of us to get out there and walk. It is good for mental health. It's good for our blood pressure, our physical health. So please go to the website for the Rec and Parks and see the schedule for a walk in the park. And I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. We'll all take some group photos and put them up on cable and advertise the importance of public health. Since we're on Parks and Rec, we'll offer volunteer opportunities for people at the Bear Branch Nature Center. Bear Branch Nature Center has wonderful, hardworking volunteers that make everything possible. If you wish to volunteer, please contact Parks and Rec to offer your service. Once again, just like going for a walk, getting out and volunteering at parks is really good for public health. They also offer youth service hours for volunteer opportunities. So please contact the Park Services at 410-386-2400 and see how your student in the school system can rack up some very good voluntary hours for graduation. And since it's spring and I love fishing, I'm going to talk about the annual Henry Lissy Children's Fishing Rodeo. It is located at Westminster Community Pond on Sunday, the 24th of April, from 8 a.m. to noon. The event is free, held rain or shine. Bring your own fishing gear and go to the Westminster Community Pond located at 30 College View Boulevard in Westminster. There'll be prizes for the children who compete. Registration groups are 6 and under, 7 to 9 years old, 10 to 12, and 13 to 15. So get your little ones out there, whether they're your children or your grandchildren, such as I have. This is a wonderful event to do with them. And since it is spring, we have the 15th annual Peep Show put together by the Carroll County Arts Council. It is April 8th to the 18th. The Peep Show is back at the Town Mall of Westminster this spring. There's online registration. So go check that out. You can go to the Carroll Arts Council website and get more details for it. And since we're doing outdoors, I want to mention some of the things going on down in Sykesville. Lovely downtown Sykesville has numerous things to offer. They have the Easter Extravaganza, April 15th at Millard Cooper Park. It'll be an egg hunt. Starts at 10 a.m. So you can go to the Sykesville City website or you can call 410-795-8959 or email parks@sykesville.net to get more information. They also will be holding a park cleanup on the 23rd of this month. And it's a good opportunity also to get volunteer opportunities. If you have children in school, please check that out locally. It's a good thing to do if you live in Sykesville. I'm looking at things for the environment. We have the rain barrel and compost order system in place. Carroll County Government Office of Recycling Operations is holding the rain barrel and compost bid order sale. Rain barrels and compost bins can be picked up here at the county building on up to April 23rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go to our county website and check out information on utilizing rain barrels and composting. For those of you out there like the garden, such as myself, these are wonderful opportunities to utilize existing water system from the rain and composting for fertilizer. It lightens the strain on our water system and our landfill. Helping Hands Keep Our Parks Green. What is this? Carroll County Department of Recreation and Parks has launched a campaign to encourage additional community involvement to keep our county parks clean. The Helping Hands Keep Parks Green initiative is modeled after similar efforts such as Adopt the Road and is designed to promote local ownership and care of our parks. What does this commitment entitle? It gives an excellent opportunity for local groups to help their local parks be beautiful and involves a regular ongoing commitment that may be renewed on an annual basis. The program focuses on general park cleanliness, trash pickup, and trail maintenance. This is another wonderful opportunity to get out there and help the community with volunteer hours. I'd like to talk about stuff for citizen services next. You know, since the pandemic has put an inflationary strain on household incomes, and our senior citizens are set up on a structured income that is below the average of most people working. The Citizen Services has created a home delivery program for people 60 and older. This can help stop their food shortage and food insecurity. So if you or someone you know needs help, please contact Citizen Services at 410-857-4447 and ask for information about the home delivery program. We also have the congregate meals at our senior centers. Lunch is served at each of the senior centers Monday through Friday. This is a federally funded program for anyone 60 and older. And older adults come to socialize, enjoy the nutritional balanced meal as they meet at the senior centers. So if you want to participate in that program, utilize our senior centers and you'll get a meal included. We have senior centers in Mount Airy, North Carroll, South Carroll, Tawnytown, and Westminster. So please go there and socialize with our senior citizens and get a meal. We also have rental assistance. As always with inflationary pressures, not only does it put pressure on the ability of our seniors to provide food, but also to cover their rent. If you need rental assistance, you're being evicted or behind paying on your rent as a result of financial hardship related to the impact of COVID-19, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program can help. Please contact Human Services Programs or Carroll County for additional information on this program and see if you qualify. Please call 410-386-6620, and that's 410-386-6620, or visit their website, www.hspinc.org. Utility assistance is also available, so please take the opportunity to check into those programs if you are in need of service. And we have a very big announcement here to promote, and that's Carroll County Government and the Veterans Advisory Council is putting together their Carroll County Veterans Celebration on Sunday, May 15th. From noon to 4 at the Carroll County Farm Museum, there will be entertainment, great food, artisans, children's activities, military equipment on display, which is a lot of fun. I'll take my grandkids and climb all over the equipment, and we know how much they love that stuff. There'll be craft vendors and Carroll County Veterans Military exhibits. This will be a wonderful opportunity for all the veterans and military families within Carroll County to go out there and feel appreciated. I believe there will also be some services booths set up. If you need any assistance on something or references for programs, they'll be there as well. We also are celebrating 50 years of aging timelessly. Thanks to the Senior Center, we'll be celebrating our 50 years of aging timelessly. Thanks to the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, that will be celebrated on Wednesday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 125 Stoner Avenue in Westminster, which is the Westminster Senior Center. So if you're interested, please participate, put down your calendar, and come out. And I think that'll do it for me today's announcements. As always, it's a pleasure and honor to serve you as your Carroll County Commissioner and take advantage of all the wonderful things the county has to offer. You know, our parks, walking, fishing, our senior centers, activities where our seniors are very much available to you. So take care and have a wonderful day and enjoy the spring.